Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype, which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Brian Livingston. Brian, you're the president of Zelcam. You're found on the web at zelcam.com.
That's right.
And we're also going to give away another web page here, which is kind of cool. So just to our friend that's listening, go ahead and jot this down. We'll get back to this later. It's decarbonize5.com. We also have it linked up in the show notes. Brian, it's great to have you from Peoria, Illinois.
Hey, thanks, Josh. Good to be here.
Yes, likewise. It's great to have you. Before we get going talking about your work with Zelcam, you always love hearing what leaders do when they're not at work, what they're kind of geeking out on or into. I understand you have a gorgeous backpack trip coming up.
I do. Yeah. My older son kind of organized this thing. And so my younger son and myself, you know, the three of us are going to be hiking the Escalante Trail in the Grand Canyon. And yeah, and I'm the old dude. I'm going to be bringing up the rear. So I am training right now. I am going out to the park every chance I get, hiking some hills, trying to get acclimated a little bit, to carrying a little bit of weight. So yeah, I got some training to do.
Yeah. How many miles is the total trail that you're doing?
I think it's about 30.
And of course, you're going to be hitting some serious elevation with that as well, aren't you?
Yeah, your first day you're going down 4,000, which means the last day you're going up 4,000.
Yeah, goodness.
Gravity going down is a good thing. I like that one. But yeah, that last day is going to be tough.
Now, are you camping? Are you bringing?
Yeah. So we'll have everything on our back. You know, you get water almost every night, so you'll be carrying some water as well. So I'm figuring I'm going to be about 25 pounds on my back, you know, trying to get as much ultralight stuff as I can, but, you know.
Well, that's exciting. Well, congratulations on that. That sounds like a lot of fun, but I think most importantly is it's a lot of memories and, you know, especially if you're doing that with your sons, you know, what a great time. So very,
boys
very
and I've
cool.
Done this, we've done some similar things in the past. Uh-huh. So yeah, we're really looking forward to, you know, that additional bonding time we get with each other.
I love it. I love it. Well, very cool. Brian, let's talk about the work you do with Zelcam. What is Zelcam?
Yeah. You know, just a quick background about me. I was almost 20 years with Caterpillar in their diesel engine division. I'm a chemical engineer by schooling. So I get the chemistry and I get the diesel engines. And another quick story here. About as soon as COVID began, Caterpillar fired about 4,000 of us to kind of make the quarter end numbers meet. And so I fished around for another job during that time, right in the middle of COVID, not so good. Yeah. So I kind of got forced into this entrepreneurial thing. You know, I never expected myself to end up here, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I have found it to be just super interesting though. You know, the things you'll learn, you would just never learn if you just stayed in corporate America. So I have zero regrets, you know, about the heartache I've gone through and the heartburn and all that. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, everything went perfect. You know, I hear a lot of people kind of, you know, make that story. And well, for most of us, it's not that way. There's a lot of school of hard knocks lessons you learn. And I have embraced those. It has made me just a much better person, a much better businessman. And I think a much better human, frankly.
Mm. Yeah. Well, okay. So explain the technology behind Zelcam.
Yeah. You know, we have a technology. We use a technology that helps diesel fuel burn cleaner. And, you know, there's been a lot of people before me that kind of have, hey, you know, we've got this magic black box, you know, that helps reduce diesel. And so I kind of want to get into the chemistry weeds for just a minute because it was so helpful for me when I heard about this technology, I was a bit skeptical. And so I had kind of had to dig into the chemistry of it a little bit. And so if you guys don't mind, I'm going to share just about 30 seconds of some chemistry here.
That is why we're here.
It was so helpful for me. And when I talk to the people, it's really helpful to understand because, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, jokers come along. So I'm not the first joker to come along and say, I've got this magic thing. And it's not magic. It's just chemistry and physics. And so I grab a prop here real quick. But this is what the thing looks like. It looks like a copper tube filled with stuff because it's exactly what it is. You know, it's a copper tube, but it's filled with rare earth catalysts. You know, those expensive metals you hear with that end in IUM, rubidium, strontium, all those things, you know. And so you can see some threads on the end. So you basically just thread this thing. You know, you put your diesel fuel in one end, and it takes longer chain molecules. And by catalyzing this, cracking them into smaller chain molecules, you get some shorter chains coming out the other end. And if you remember your high school chemistry, shorter chains of hydrocarbons burn better, more efficiently than longer chains because you don't have to break them up as much. Well, anyway, that's enough of the chemistry. You know, the outcome you get with that is about 5 to 7% better fuel economy, which means also 5 to 7% less carbon dioxide, right? And because you get a cleaner burn, you know, it's more efficient, lower emissions, all those other nasties we hear talking about, NOx and carbon monoxide and soot and particulate matter, all those are lowered as well. So anyway, you know, when I first heard about this, again, being a little skeptical, I did my homework on it. I studied the chemistry behind it. I actually flew down to Florida and talked to the inventor, you know, in the manufacturing facility and such. And, you know, by the time I was done with all my homework and understanding the chemistry, oh, by the way, I also read through stacks of test reports. Anyway, that converted me from a skeptic to a believer in the technology. That's when I decided I need to kind of throw my reputation and my knowledge and whatever behind this. So anyway, that's just a little bit of background. But yeah, bottom line, saving fuel while you're reducing emissions at the same time. And, you know, I think from my business perspective, what I want to do, I mean, yeah, sure, I'm selling things here, but, you know, I want people to know there's another option because most people don't know this option exists. You know, they think about efficiency. Like if you drive on the road, you see semi-trucks, right? You see the skirts they use down the middle. You see the aerodynamic things on the back. You see the hubcaps that, you know, try to make things more slicker and aerodynamic and all. Well, nobody knows that this technology exists and nobody thinks of it as an option. It's one more lever that we have, you know, to save our fuel, to use less fuel, produce more carbon dioxide, and of course, put more money to the bottom line.
Is it just awareness at this point? I mean, obviously you're not selling snake oil. I mean, this is, you have before and afters. You can show the data, the savings. So yeah. I guess my question is, you know, why is this just not standard then? Are there any downsides?
Yeah. I think it's just lack of awareness. You know, it's been a small company from the beginning. And, you know, we're trying to blow that out now and just get the awareness. You know, people do ask me, what's your biggest competition? And I always have to say, well, it's just lack of awareness. Mm. Nobody knows this is an option.
Well, especially as of when we are recording this, it's so funny because I dare not even imagine, you know, when this airs in just a couple of weeks or whatever, you know, who knows what life is going to be like, but as
yeah, what the diesel price is going to be.
Yeah. I think people in the future are going to, maybe smirk at us right now. But we are getting a little bit of sticker shock from the cost of fuel. Do you mind talking about, you know, fuel price variations and the impact that can have on large, you know, large trucking company, obviously you come from the, you know, background of construction. Mm. I mean, these are not insignificant costs.
No, they're not. Like in the trucking industry, for example, fuel is their number two cost. Their number one cost is the price of the driver, you know, and the second cost though is your fuel. And if you're an owner operator, that's your number one cost, you know, I have to pay yourself. And so this is significant. If you take 5% out of your biggest cost and that drops straight down to the bottom line, I mean, that is very significant. And it's, I've got some big numbers here in front of me. I got some notes here. The trucking industry in the U.S. uses about 42 billion gallons of fuel per year. You know, and if you look at it on the environmental side, that equates to, well, if we say we save 4% on that, that gives you a carbon dioxide savings of about almost 17 million tons per year. Now, that's just one industry in one country. I've got another one, like just for a mine, just like a standard mine around the world. And mining is kind of the bread and butter, actually, of our, because they use so much fuel. The paybacks are fabulous. Oh, by the way, I'm kind of disjointed here a little bit, but on that trucking thing, the purchase of this technology pays back in about 1 year on a truck. And depending on where fuel prices are, plus or minus that 12 months a little bit, you know. And you know, if you think about, you know, you put your CFO hat on for a minute, you probably don't have a lot of 100% ROI projects sitting at your desk waiting to be approved, you know. And in the mining industry, it's usually more like 300, 400, 500%, you know, getting your money back 3, 4, 5 times every year. So like on an average size mine, you can save almost a 500,000 gallons of diesel every year.
My goodness.
Yeah, which is, you know, close to $2 million, you know, just for an average size mine. So yeah, I mean, this stuff is real. There's real savings, and as I mentioned earlier, I got this large stack of reports, you know, that come from other customers, that come from a lot of laboratories. You know, millions have been spent on this long ago on testing or proving it works. Most everybody wants to test it themselves. That's human psychology. I get that, and I help customers go through that. Because when a lot of people hear this, they were the same reaction as I had at the beginning. It's like, wait a minute, you know, how can this be true? You know, like I worked for Caterpillar, the largest heavy-duty diesel manufacturer in the world, you know, and to my knowledge, we didn't know about it. And so I understand the skepticism, you know, and for you listening or watching, I get the skepticism. I was totally with you. Give me a call, I'll step you through it.
Yeah. Well, you've got some calculators too. So the website I mentioned that we have in the show notes, decarbonize5.com. What are these calculators? What do they figure out for someone?
Yeah, you can put in some things about your fleet, you know, or your particular machine. You know, if you're a small operator, that's fine. And then kind of put, there's, I got a slider on there. You can kind of assume what your savings is going to be. You know, I'm telling you 5 to 7%. You can zip it all the way down to 5, or be optimistic at 7, whatever you want. And it's going to calculate how much money you can save, how many gallons of fuel you can save. But the trickier calculation is how many tons of CO2 you can save. One of my favorite people to talk to actually is the poor beleaguered decarbonization champion that almost every company has. And he's given lots of goals, he or she, actually a lot of females in that role, and but no budget. You know, we want you to bring all these numbers down, but yeah, you can't have much money to do it. And I really love talking to those people because I can give them a project that helps them meet their goals, but also delivers a substantial cost reduction for the operations department. Yeah, and it's a whole lot easier to sell a project that it is, you know, that actually makes money, you know, instead of one that just costs money.
Yeah. Well, Brian, also Zelcam.com. Do you mind sharing other kind of next steps that you'd recommend for a friend that's been listening to our conversation?
Yeah, well, actually going to Decarbonize 5, it's kind of a shortcut, if you will, because you can actually do the calculations yourself, decide if this is, you know, worth your time. And if it is, you know, there's a thing at the bottom, just schedule directly on me to have a talk with me, you know, because I love talking to people. But the website is very informative. It goes down and it kind of breaks up into various industries. So it gives you just a quick statement of what we do, but then we do a deep dive into each industry, you know, whether you're in maritime or electrical power generation, mining, locomotives, rail, all those things. So I kind of break them out so you can see what it means for you and your industry, a little more of your language.
Yeah, maritime. Oof, that's got to be another one where they could save a ton of money potentially.
Oh, yeah. Those things drink a lot of diesel going across the ocean.
Brian Livingston, Zelcam.com, and Decarbonize5.com.
5, the number 5.com for the free calculators. Brian, it's been a fascinating conversation. I'll tell you what, keep saving these companies money. If you would,
my
please.
Intention.
Less we have to rely and more we can, kind of save on our fuel costs, the better. So appreciate you sharing your wisdom and please do enjoy your upcoming backpacking trip.
I'm going to. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks so much.